Chapter 16, Hiding in Complexity. Opening questions. Do you like it when things are so complex it is difficult to understand? Can complexity be used to hide things? If you cannot understand something in an area you believe you need, you have and need, will you not be dependent upon others to get your need met? Why are so many human services domains complex? Domains like legal or financial. Do most things regarding human relationships or services need to be complex? In addition to redefining language terms, there is another way that truth is hidden away, obscured, corrupted, or destroyed, and that is through complexity. Let's use an illustration to help the listener understand. Once there was a young boy, 6 years old. His dad would regularly play building blocks with his son, so they would build all kinds of interesting block structures, and when they were done, they would usually knock the buildings down. The boy knew from experience that the block buildings were built by he and his dad. Now, the boy's dad often had to go away on business, and he would fly on planes to travel. One day, the dad said to his young 6-year-old son, quote, "Son, did you know that when we are flying at Mach 1.5 at 35,000 feet, and when we fly above the Arctic Circle where the aurora borealis often occur, that if you leave a pile of blocks on the plane's floor during the night, that when you wake up, the pile of blocks will have formed itself into a structure?" The boy is likely to say, "Really, Dad? Wow, that is cool." What the dad did was to interject factors or complexities into his story that the boy could not understand or did not experience. This same dynamic is what the world uses to push their selfish falsehoods and lies. When a person starts speaking to another person about things they do not or cannot understand or have not experienced, that speaker can then lead that person where they want him or her to go. Human life, meaning people interacting and communicating with one another, is only complicated because people try to make it that way in order to hide things and to get things. Complexity is often used by people with greater intellectual ability to gain control or power over those with less intellectual ability. Or, people on or about the same intellectual level can make a matter complicated in order to deceive or take advantage of others. An individual can also use complexity to avoid responsibility. If I want to hide something about myself, perhaps laziness or selfishness, I can claim that something is too complex for me to understand, so I can be less responsible or not perform a task I don't want to. Simplicity reveals things or makes things easy to understand. Complexity hides things or makes things difficult to understand. Most people have the ability to speak in simple, clear terms. Certainly, if a person has the intellect and articulation skills to make something they claim to understand complex, then they certainly have the ability to make something they claim to understand simple and clear. This complexity dynamic is no more evident than in discussions between atheists and people who believe God exists or theists. It really is as simple as acknowledging that an automobile or space shuttle, examples of relatively complicated inorganic machines created by people, require a designer or designers to account for their existence. The simple truth is that the human body, as an example of a complex organic machine, makes the space shuttle look like a poorly designed child's toy. Nothing more needs to be said, and yet the non-atheists will write many large books that they claim represent, quote, real science, unquote, to try and disprove that very simple, self-evident truth that complex physical machines, defined as including interdependent subsystems, whether inorganic or organic, require a thoughtful designer to account for their existence. So, when a person is looking for knowledge in the area of origins of life or more mundane matters like health or taxes or finding good work or a myriad of other areas of human life, simplicity is almost always the selfless route, and complexity is often used for selfish purposes. Sadly, the very purpose of many people is to make things complex to hide the selfish motivations behind their complex designs. Of course, there are some things that are natively or naturally complex. some kinds of science, some of the ways and aspects of the physical nature of our amazing biology, for example, as well as advanced mathematics, like rocket science, are examples of realms of knowledge that can have complex concepts. However, this chapter and its content is all about human relationships and the basic understanding of our existence and purpose, not science or mathematics or physical things. Good communicators are more complex concepts and simplify them so that more people can understand the concept. Their desire for the listeners to understand the concept is a major part of what makes them good communicators. Bad communicators don't care about making things simple. Rather, they care about getting what they want out of their communication or making themselves look, quote, smart. People who want to control people or get something from people like complex communications, for it accomplishes two purposes. First, it makes them look, quote, smarter than the person who cannot understand them. Second, it makes the person dependent upon them to understand the concept for them. People who hire lawyers or psychologists or doctors or invent experts or tax experts to do so for help because they cannot or do not want to try and understand the complex concepts that those domains contain. Thus, they trust the, quote, expert who claims to understand the domain they claim to be experts in. Laws do not have to be complex. Human nature is not complex. Tax codes do not have to be complex. Physicians can communicate important concepts to customers. They like to call us patients, but we are truly just customers to most physicians, without using medical terminology if they wanted to. Investing in some business does not need to be a complicated endeavor. So the question is, why are they? Why are the laws or rules so complex? Why do lawyers or psychologists or medical people speak a language only they understand? Why won't medical people communicate well? Why do tax laws have to be so complex? Finally, why does theology have to be so complicated? The answer is simple. Because those who want power over others, who want something from others, benefit from complexity so that they can get people to rely on them and thus exercise control over them and take things, particularly money, from them. The goal is to be able to say some form of this statement, "Oh, dear person, this is so complex, so you need to rely on me and pay me to handle it for you. And don't forget the lie, because I care about you." This is one of the primary ways of the world. Taking, not giving. Hiding, not openness. Complexity, not simplicity. Selfishness, not selflessness. Don't forget about the new and popular term transparency and the ridiculous hypocrisy practiced by many who use the term. Many people in business and government like to claim that they want transparency, supposedly meaning they want openness and honesty. For most leaders, the term is merely used to manipulate people and fool them into believing the leadership really wants transparency. However, business as usual means that power and control are often held onto through secretive, purposely vague, and complex communications. It is a primary manifestation of the darkness of people, a darkness rooted in taking advantage of others, of self-pride thinking that only I know what is good and right for people, and of the lovelessness that selfishness motivates. Knowledge is a form of light. It is the opposite of ignorance, which is a form of darkness. One major goal of every human being's life ought to be to grow in knowledge and thus decrease in ignorance. Sadly, the world works very hard fighting this process, and using complexity is one of their means of fighting. There are three primary ways that people use complexity to take from others. First, is advanced or specialized vocabulary. Second is using many more words than is necessary to bring a point across. Third is the speed at which communication is delivered. Lawyers, psychologists, medical people, scientists, financial people, and the religious people are just some of the domains of knowledge and types of people who use advanced vocabulary to snow or deceive other people. This is not to say that some advanced vocabulary is not valid and useful. However, When communicating to someone unfamiliar with that vocabulary, it is only decent and thoughtful to use simpler or common language to convey the concepts the advanced vocabulary represent. Very rarely is that impossible to do. Using many words to obfuscate or hide or cloud a concept is another way that people use complexity to hide something. This is especially true in the legal, psychological, political, and religious domains. If I want to hide a contradiction, I don't want to acknowledge an ugly truth I don't want to admit or I don't want someone else to see, or an unpopular or irrational idea or policy I want people to accept, all I need is a few thousand words to do so. Religious leaders and a variety of religious leaders called apologists specialize in using complexity to avoid certain falsehoods that Christianity is built upon. In fact, they have the unenviable job of defending Christianity's falsehoods. I just ran across a great example of using many words to attempt to hide a contradiction, and the implications of that on one's theology he is unwilling to accept. A popular apologist, Ravi Zacharias, has an article in which he attempts to defend the falsehood that God is both all-powerful and perfectly loving. If you want a really great example of a person using complexity to try and avoid a truth they do not want to accede, then Mr. Zacharias' article is a prime example. Mr. Zacharias uses about 8,500 words to attempt to avoid the simple truths of a syllogism or argument of 33 words. The article is and was posted on his website, and you can search for that under the title, Why Suffering? Mr. Zacharias puts forth many dozens of irrelevant arguments, as well as committing several logical fallacies, all because he refuses to let go of a religious dogma that he cherishes and has committed himself to defending. Why does a smart man like Mr. Zacharias do this? Well, if Mr. Zacharias varies from Christianity's cherished orthodox beliefs, if he refutes orthodox dogma, will he have a successful ministry and the influence and money that go with that? Psychologists are actually just substitutes for good and wise friends. Just like prostitutes sell sex, psychologists sell friendship or caring. Another way to view psychologists and psychiatrists is as replacements for religious leaders. They are the secular priest class who are only too happy to have broken free from the religious please provide a donation model to the you must pay fee per hour model. Since most psychologists reject important aspects of human nature as given by the Creator, they are only too happy to make up their own complex views of human nature and to have customers come and pay them for their opinions. They have huge books that grow every year, which they fill with new disorders, syndromes, and other sundry and largely imagined mental maladies. They are the ultimate put a label on people. Instead of saying a thought or behavior is wrong, sinful, or harmful, and should be stopped, they instead give it a name and provide a therapy solution involving many paid visits. They are only too happy to keep building the complexity because that has a direct impact on their ability to earn money. Lawyers make the laws and rules complex, so people are dependent upon them to understand something or to get something done in the legal domain. This author has tried to go pro se in a legal matter, and I could not even make it to the playing field. In other words, not only is legal language complex, and not only are the laws complex, but the process to contest a matter in a court of law is complex. Lawyers are truly the worst when it comes to taking from others and using complexity to hide their motives. This is why Joshua of Nazareth singled out only two vocations or professions for rebuke: lawyers and religious leaders. The Light of the World had this to say about lawyers, quote, "But he said, woe to you lawyers as well, for you weigh down men with burdens hard to bear, while you yourselves will not even touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you hindered those who are entering," unquote. That's from Luke 11. As you can see from this saying from about 2,000 years ago, nothing has changed. Lawyers in general are not willing to truly help their clients in a truly selfless way. They are not going to risk their career, code for ability to make money, or even a bit of their own money in order to actually take a stand for the client. And lawyers, all of them participate in this in some degree, take away the key of knowledge, which is simplicity or simple truth. As such, they do not enter the kingdom of God, and they seek to prevent others from entering, just like their religious leader brethren. Joshua has this to say about that, quote, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it," unquote. That's from Matthew 18 and Mark 10. Dear reader, children operate in the realm of clear and simple and innocence, unless they have adults who are training them against those good things. The same is true of other professions or domains, but to a lesser extent than legal. As we have seen, the psychological counseling profession is built on complex concepts of human nature, which only the psychologists can truly understand from their education. People who are lost and thus are hurting themselves or others go to these people for help, and what they generally get is nothing valuable, only the opinions of the new priests, who usually go in circles as much as is possible in order to bill more. The medical profession is made highly complex, and physicians use complex language oftentimes to justify a procedure that will gain them a good bit of money. It is easy to use a complex medical vocabulary when talking to a patient in order to push them towards a procedure they may not really need. And how about the billing process? Talk about complex. All that complexity makes it easy to hide one's greed-based actions. Complexity also makes it easier to cheat, since it is much harder to catch. The financial insurance industries are quite complex. It is human nature to want to be a person who understands something better than the other person for them. Then they have power over them. They are dependent upon me to get something they consider valuable. Once people are dependent upon me, I can now either exert control over them or take money or other resources from them. How much money is in the law, medical, financial, and insurance industries? It is not a random associative fact that the business of human service industries with the most money are some of the most complex in nature. In manufacturing and engineering, for example, one cannot hide results or failure in complexity, for they are self-evident when the physical process does not work or the bridge fails, for example. Government policies are often complex. Think tax laws or healthcare laws. Typically, government regulations, laws, or policies are created or written by lawyers or assisted by people in the industries that are subject to the laws, like legal or medical, etc. Sadly, most legislators at the U.S. federal level are lawyers at this point, thus accounting for the failure of government. It is no surprise that the laws and rules and policies are so complex, since the people who wrote them or guided their creation are experts in those domains and thus gain from complexity. For example, how many people make money for providing assistance with tax filing? And who makes money from that endeavor? Oftentimes, the same people who wrote or helped shape the complex laws or rules or policies that people now need help navigating. So, to boil down the service businesses, that is, lawyering, psychologists, physicians, and other medical specialists, financial and investment advisors, as well as religious, general mode of operation is this. You believe you need something from me that I understand and you don't, so you will need to pay me or give me something to get it. We cannot forget scientists, especially scientists who do not use empirical methods to defend their facts, particularly, quote, facts that happened long ago with no human eyewitness testimony to validate them or that go against current natural law or physics. There is no doubt that as a scientist delves into their specialty and thus they learn and apply more and more detail to their work and understanding, that they develop new words or more advanced vocabularies to express the facts or things they encounter. However, a good communicator will have no problem not getting bogged down in details and thus explaining a process or aspect of the science they are working on in a generally consumable manner. And yet, some scientists and most scientists so-called, that is those dealing with origin speculations in particular, regularly communicate in a complex manner, thus making it easy to hide inconsistencies, contradictions, non-plausible hypotheses, or false or questionable or untestable assumptions. This is also true of the spiritual realm. Religious leaders are very much like their lawyer brethren in that they want their theologies to be complex so that people will not be dependent upon them to understand God, a very important concern for many people. How many large theological books exist and have been written? Particularly, certainly many thousands and probably tens of thousands. So, when a person asks the simple question, "I would like to know God," the religious person responds with some variation of, "Well, I have a degree from great seminary," or I'm the anointed person of God and have studied the Bible extensively and have read many hundreds of books about God, so I am best qualified to tell you about God. So, the first line of complexity is the source documents. The Bible is a very large and complicated book. Have you ever seen or read the Roman Catholic Catechism? It is large and complicated. The same is generally true of most of religion's major, quote, sacred documents. Add to the major or base documents new revelations, quote unquote, like Joseph Smith's work, the Book of Mormon, or things like the Urantia Book, and you just pile the complexity higher and higher. Those piles of books have one purpose, and that is to hide some very important and simple truths and thus be used by religious leaders to get something from you, namely power over you or money from you. Religious leaders have taken complexity a step further, for they have an advantage that people in other domains don't have. Many God claims cannot be verified, which means that you can make something not only complex but contradictory and ask the people to believe it because it cannot be validated by our senses. Of course, this only works when people are not willing or able to use reason and logic well, or they are unwilling to value reason as the means to understand God things. It should be interesting to the reader that the religious leaders of the thousands of Christian and Bible-based sects have just such a belief as their top belief. With all of their division, they agree on this belief. They say that the people must believe this contradictory concept in order to avoid going to hell. They place this belief at the top of their doctrinal membership statements and have given it a catchy name, the Trinity. The Trinity has been a fundamental belief of the Christian system for many hundreds of years. The belief states that God is one God, yet three persons. The Trinity concept is really very simple in terms of its nature. It is religious leaders who want to control or influence people and who want an easy living, creating something complex and using religious fear and irrational claims to make people dependent upon them and thus willing to support them. Here's how it works. People are afraid of God due to the religious leaders preaching God's wrath and vengeance and justice to people over the millennia, as well as people feeling guilty over their sins due to the conscience God gave us. So people search for answers about God. What is he like and what does he want? And so they go to people who claim to be experts on God. These experts say that God is a just God and does send people to hell. The people then turn to the religious leaders and ask, "Well, what does God want from me to avoid hell?" And the religious leaders say some form of, "You need to listen to us to understand God and what he wants, and you need to support our organization or really pay me." So the first question many people ask is, "What is God like?" And the religious leaders, liking people looking to them to understand God, say, "Well, the first thing you must know is that he is a Trinity being." The religious leaders know at some level that if the people figured out who God is and what he is like, they will no longer be needed. So they invented and promote this belief of the Trinity, and they say you must believe in this Trinity in order to avoid hell. They tell the people that the Trinity God is three persons but one God, or stated more simply, that three equals one. So they have communicated a contradiction to the people and told the people that they must believe this contradiction or else they will go to hell. And they will tell the people that while they don't fully understand the Trinity, they do have a better understanding of it than the layman, so you better listen to them. Trap accomplished. So, Christian leaders accomplish a large step in making people dependent upon them by having what they claim is a key belief a complex, actually contradictory belief about God. This is a major step in hiding the light. For more on the Trinity doctrine, see Appendix 5, The Trinity Trap. In addition to the Trinity, here are some of the more complex theological concepts that religious leaders like to rely on to make things complex in order to hide the light and have the people dependent upon them. Atonement, Oxford Dictionary, the action of making amends for a wrong or injury. Vicarious, Oxford Dictionary, experienced in the imagination through the feelings or actions of another person. Propitiation, Oxford Dictionary, the action of propitiating or appeasing a god, spirit, or person. These three concepts, atonement, vicarious, and propitiation, two taken from the Hebrew scripture, atonement and propitiation, and one borrowed by Christian theologians, vicarious, together make the heart and soul of the Christian salvation concept. Here is a good statement of that concept. Quote, vicarious atonement is the idea that Jesus Christ took the place of mankind, suffering the penalty for sin. Atonement is term meaning reconciliation or amends. Vicarious means done in place of or instead of someone else. So, in literal terms, the Christian concept of vicarious atonement is that Jesus was substituted for humanity and punished for our faults in order to pay for the sins we had committed and reconcile us to God. Vicarious atonement is also referred to as substitutionary atonement or penal substitution. In a nutshell, a wrathful, vengeful God will not forgive people who sincerely ask Him, but rather demanded that an innocent person, His beloved and obedient Son, be tortured and killed to pay for the wrongdoings of guilty people so that God can forgive them. Please note that none of those concepts are taught by Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth, as we shall see later. So, in summary, when you hear someone say, oh, that is complex regarding a people problem, that is, relationships among people, how our behavior ought to be, how people ought to act, what people value or moral truths, or some God issue, a little red flag ought to go up in your mind and you should think, this person is confused or likely hiding something they don't want to admit or face, or they are trying to get something from me. Then apply reason to the problem they say is complex, and if you do, you will be rewarded with the truth. You may not like what the truth reveals, but it is much better to live in truth than in a delusion. Another way people stay away from that which is true is to adopt philosophies which gloss over what is real and promote whatever their favorite delusion is. This can be properly labeled as positive thinking philosophies. Versions of those philosophies are very popular in both religious and secular cultures, and we will take a look at that in the next chapter. Chapter summary. Creating or using complex concepts is a normal and common practice in the world. People hide their ignorance or selfishness in complexity. The normal reason for a person using complex concepts associated with human service offerings is because they want to hide something from people or because they want people to depend on them in order to get something from another person or persons. Realms or domains that are made complex in order to get people to depend on them include legal, financial, insurance, religious, psychological, government laws or policies, and medical. Good empirical science can be complex by nature, but origin speculation is also purposely made complex in order to deceive people. The vast majority of human communication, especially regarding human relationships, does not need to be complex, and with a little effort, the concepts that are claimed to be complex could be made fairly simple if one is not trying to hide something or is a decent or good communicator.